Massachusetts voters who have not already requested to vote by mail for the November election should keep an eye on their mailbox. Vote by mail applications are being sent to all registered voters who had not previously asked for a general election ballot. A record number of Massachusetts voters cast ballots for the September 1st primary. A turnout election official said was fueled at least in part by the new vote by mail law. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Gladys Oyola Lopez, the City of Springfield's Election Commissioner.
Anyone who's already requested a mail-in ballot, so they've requested it for, let's say, the September primary, and then they also opted to receive one for this November election, they're on basically our rolls. We will be sending those out. Anyone who hasn't requested one, the Secretary of State's office this week is sending out another postcard to all of those registered voters that are eligible to vote in the November election.
And there's a website, correct, where you can go, if you don't remember whether you asked for both ballots or not, you can go check, correct?
Yes. If you actually go to the Secretary of State's portal, they have a lot of useful information on there, including whether or not you are slated to receive a ballot, if you're even registered to vote, and a copy of your ballot is forthcoming soon, where you can look to see who's going to be on your ballot as candidates.
When should people expect their ballot to arrive?
Ballots will be being mailed out by the cities and towns the first week in October. We don't have an exact date yet, so the first week in October.
How many do you expect to mail out in the city of Springfield?
At last count, which was probably last Friday that I looked at our records, we had roughly about 16,100 applicants.
How does that compare with the primary?
It's probably about over 4,000 additional from the primary, and that's without the Secretary of State's second mailing. So that's without the postcard that's going out this week.
So we're expecting then, fair to say, we're expecting a large volume of mail-in ballots for the general election.
I would say so. I mean, right now, and this is just kind of, I'll say, a guesstimate on my part, with the new postcards going out, I would easily say maybe another 6,000 to 8,000 people would request, if not more.
Are you concerned at all about handling that volume of mail-in ballots?
I don't think so. I mean, I honestly, from what we did the first time around, the processes that we set up worked well for us. So we were able to kind of have them here in an organized way. We really had a great collaboration with our Springfield postmaster, and he sent out a delivery truck every single day here to City Hall. So the ballots went from our hands to their hands to the voters' hands pretty much within 1 to 2 days.
And you have a drop box there where people can bring their ballot once they've filled it out, right?
Correct. And people were using that very, very frequently. So we were emptying it, you know, several times during the workday. And then over the weekend, we'd have staff that comes in and checks on it as well.
And there will be early voting again, correct, for the general election. So people will have that option as well. You'll be doing early voting at City Hall and also at other sites.
Yes, we have one other dedicated site, which is Greenleaf Community Center. We found that services about 6 different neighborhoods in Springfield, the Greenleaf option. And so we have 2 weeks of early voting starting the 17th of October, running right through to October 30th. So this gives a lot more options to the voters. We have some evening hours, and we have 2 weekends. So we have two weekends in October that voters can come to City Hall to vote.